Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and this is your weekly forecast for April 21st to the 27th of 2024. So this is our full moon week, and our quote says, "Go within, compost your old ideas, then use the energy that they held to activate new creativity and awaken a new vision." Ashe. Well, needless to say, I'm recording this smack dab in the middle of the Jupiter-Uranus contact, but hopefully by the time you all hear this in the new week, we'll be coming down from that wave and moving on. That orb of influence is pretty wide, though. I'd say a year on either side for some unexpected revelations and expansion of your consciousness that is still very, very possible, and especially in your Taurus department. So be paying attention to where everything is initiating there for you personally, and recognize how other aspects of life are going to have to integrate or change or go away. That's how it works when we start initiating these huge new levels of consciousness, which is happening individually, socially, and collectively. And if you would like to go deeper into how to deal with some of these alignments and energy swirling about, the Elements of Ritual Level 1 kicks off May 4th weekend, Saturdays through May and June, with me and Yeye again. This is the basics, where we teach you how to weave indigenous wisdom into your sacred practices and personal rituals for everyday life. This is for everyone who has not done this class yet, or who wants to learn the basics around creating your own rituals. We talk about individual rituals, family, community, and global. So it just depends on how far you want to go with it. But it feels really good to know the basics, because then you can navigate your life with a little magic. And level two, honey, we just had the most amazing class of level ones come through who are ready to do spiritual activism, which is what level two goes even deeper into, those community and global rituals that we want to do. But obviously, you have to get yourself together before you go trying to work on the world, okay? We all have prayers for the world to improve, but if you're falling apart, it's not a good way to go into trying to help others. So if you need to, you can use everything you learn in here just to get yourself together, which is always good too. But level one and level two will be running on Saturdays through May and June, and we want you to get registered and set up. There's a couple of books and journals and things you have to get ahead of time, so get in there and register. Reach out with any questions you might have. Our week this week kicks off on Sunday, the 21st, with Sun squaring Pluto. So now that the Sun has moved into Taurus, and Pluto is lingering at that little 1 degree Aquarius, we're in the fixed energies now. So this is a challenge to grow out of your comfort zone and into new territory. That said, Pluto has been in Capricorn during 2008 to 2024, so twice a year for these 16 years. When the Sun is in Aries during the spring and Libra in the fall, we get an opportunity to grow and change in the fundamental departments of life, which is self versus other and home versus work. In this case, and during these years, we are literally changing how we do all of this. Each year builds on the previous, and we are now on the other side of this process of transformation, deep breath, which is an incredibly potent point in time and space. It is here that you really decide what you would like to get out of your conscious efforts and sincere dedication. This week is special because this is only the second time these two have gotten together like this in Taurus Aquarius, as Pluto is still dancing on the edge between Capricorn and Aquarius. So we're dancing on the edge of where the transformation is shifting from April to May and October to November, basically. But it's still going to happen twice a year, every year, and now for 20 years in these fixed signs, messing with Pluto and Aquarius, right? So this is the zero point of possibilities as they both dip a toe into new terrain this week. This is the Sun's annual rebirth day in Taurus, but Pluto hasn't been at 0 to 1 degrees Aquarius in almost 250 years. Also, as stated above, this will now begin to shift the growth and evolution from April and October to May and November, when the Sun is in Taurus late spring and Scorpio late fall. It will shift from cardinal fundamentals to fixed values and resources. And every year for the next 20 years, we will get our adjustments, transformations, and purifications in these new departments of life, or those houses in your chart. which is Taurus, Scorpio, and Leo, Aquarius, is where the transformation is shifting to. Ostensibly, we've made some choices in the last 16 years that now we're going to either anchor permanently or release permanently based on what we've learned. This is just a sneak peek, so feel into how you have evolved as an individual and thus how your relationships have evolved. And then feel into how you want to live differently, more naturally, and more in alignment with your soul self going forward. What changes and adjustments will you have to make in order to live this next level more embodied, present, and grounded in your own reality? Deep breath. It's on deck. We get to choose, y'all. At the moment, we still have a choice. Sun helps us clarify, and when working with Pluto, it is usually what is not working, what has run its course and is ready to be composted into new life, new growth, and a new direction for self. Pluto is the purifier, distilling things back to their true and original essence. Fight that, and it can be painful. Work with it consciously, and it can be transformative, and will heal at the deepest root of any challenge. That's the beauty of Pluto, boy. It goes to the root. This is soul-level transformation as it relates to your identity and purpose. You can use this activation to honor that which has become obvious or is highlighted in the here and now and purge or purify this energy. You are deeply supported for releasing old patterns and setting new conscious practices into action. Tie up any loose ends, close multiple chapters, mourn if you must, and then move on. As you do that, you will feel lighter and brighter and more grounded in your true self, your evolved self. Okay, this is how we don't stay stagnant. We recognize that at least twice a year this way, with the Sun and Pluto, we get a chance to really change things. And we have been changing things in the Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn departments. And that just happens to be shifting now to the Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius departments. So feel how much you've changed and grown and who you are, what you want, how you present yourself, how you articulate your needs, all of the above. I mean, we've just all been reborn in ways individually, socially, and collectively that we have to acknowledge and choose some new pathways, which is what Pluto's good for. So let's not be mad about having to change or make some choices. Let's just do what we got to do. Meantime, same day, Juno goes direct in Virgo. Now, this says until August 9th, which is when it will enter Libra. It has been in Virgo since October 17th of 2023, going all the way to August 9th of 2024. So this was a 10-month process that we've been in our Virgo department with Juno, asking us to rethink our commitments and connections on an intimate level. What's healthy? Juno, the divine consort, governing our most vital connections and profound commitments, has been traversing through Virgo's realm, helping us to evaluate the health and vitality of our present relationships, especially those of an intimate nature. This energy ignites a desire to dedicate effort towards self-improvement and nurturing deeper connections. When focused inward, this energy fosters healing and wholeness within the self. Yes, I've used Juno a lot about marrying myself, committing to myself, all that good stuff. You want to forge that relationship too, y'all. However, when directed toward relationships, it demands careful consideration to tread the delicate line between keen observation and being critical or judgmental, which is shadow Virgo, right? Juno's cycle spans 4 to 5 years, and moving through Virgo prompts a commitment to your own personal well-being and holistic health, fortifying oneself for the alliances and partnerships desired in this life or at this time. With Juno lingering in Virgo for 10 months, she prompts an unprecedented restructuring of this area of life, which is your Virgo house. This entails challenging your Gemini Sag aspects to venture beyond their comfort zone into uncharted territories while calling for integration in your Pisces realm, in order to accommodate this rebirth in the Virgo sphere. This journey commences with redefining boundaries within your inner circle and primary relationships. As you evolve, those around you must adapt or naturally move away. This prolonged presence in Virgo upgrades your systems for living, particularly intimate partnerships, as you scrutinize their necessity and actual functionality. Okay, we want partnerships that make us better, not make us worse. It prompts an evaluation. Do they serve their purpose? And if not, how can they be repaired or gracefully released, Ashe? Now that it's going direct, what seemed fuzzy and unclear may suddenly snap into focus for you as your systems let you know how much they can and cannot handle, as well as what's truly healthy for you, the individual. Now you will start to be more practical and discerning about who you get intimate with, physically or otherwise. Now you will be more vigilant about your personal boundaries, which will push all your relationships to adapt and adjust to this new level of self-containment within you. Start setting up new rhythms and routines that allow you to recharge and replenish your energy before engaging with others. Dates to remember: it entered Virgo October 17th, went retrograde January 12th. This week it goes direct April 21st and enters Libra August 9th. So anytime a planet goes retrograde in a sign, we look at that next one for sort of the graduation. So when it hits Libra, you're going to know who, what, when, where, and how, why you want to commit to certain people and creative projects and situations and things that you have hopefully been working on your mental body with the Mercury retrograde and your physical body with all this Taurus juju kicking all around, asking us to be embodied and do things more naturally and holistically, which is very up Virgo's alley here. So the more we've been able to sort of get healthy on multiple levels, the better those relationships, partnerships, and collaborations are going to be going forward. But also they're going to be new because you're new. So you need to think about that and be prepared to introduce yourself accordingly, okay? And not slip back into old patterns of behavior or relating, okay? Just because it's comfortable doesn't mean it's good for you. And a Scorpio full moon is here to get it out of us once and for all anyway. So that is Tuesday the 23rd. We have the Scorpio full moon, which always shines a bright light on that which we may have overlooked, suppressed, or postponed that will no longer remain hidden. Any Scorpio moon can be very emotionally intense to experience and navigate. So rather than letting it plunge you into the depths of the underworld, try to consciously choose an aspect of your being or your life that you are ready, willing, and finally able to truly release, and ask that the universe support this process with ease and grace, Sasha. Humans are creatures of habit and generally resist letting go, but honestly, that will only intensify and prolong any pain that you may already be experiencing. So take your power back by choosing to allow whatever it is to go from your life so that it can either come back in a higher, purified form, or something even better can grow up in its place that would better suit your needs at this time anyway. Remember, Scorpio is raw truth. Don't try to make sense of it until next month, when the Sag full moon brings in the higher truth. Right now, just work on surrender and acceptance, as well as reclaiming your own power to direct your life. This is a potent time for consciously co-creating with the life-death-life cycle. What in and around you needs to die so that something new can be seeded to come into existence. This full moon asks you to define your deepest core values, because it is Taurus time, then ask, what are you willing to sacrifice for something of greater value? Okay, this is the Scorpio power across from the Taurus garden. The garden is the food and flowers and the physical manifestation of things we create with our own two hands, with our bodies, right? I consider the Scorpio energy the breath of God that breathes life into that. It's an invisible force. It's a power that Western culture doesn't really teach you about. So we end up learning the hard way how our power works, and it usually takes years to master it. So deep breath, don't be mad, just keep working. This Scorpio full moon will reveal many things and connect you to your own soul's desires, as well as fears, catalyzing the deepest of all surrenders. Some aspect of life has truly died, but only in the way that it creates space and nutrient for new life to take root. Scorpio full moon gives you a chance to release or compost whatever has outgrown its natural lifespan. Take some time to cleanse and purify your system of all that has grown toxic or run its natural course. Use this energy to release waste, debris, and the non-essential, and use the light of the full moon to bathe yourself with new life, vitality, and power. Ashe. And join us if you can that Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, Yay Yay Tisha's monthly full moon burden burning ritual is Tuesday, April 23rd. All you have to do is join her Patreon for $25 or more, and that is the level to get, y'all, because that includes the new moon money pouring ritual as well. So you get two live rituals with Yay Yay Tisha and myself. They are always life-changing. There are no replays, so you do have to be there live. We haven't figured out how to do replays yet. We will figure that out when we set up the new school. But meantime, join us on the 23rd if you can. And hallelujah, praise God, on the 25th, which is Thursday, Mercury goes direct in Aries. It will be there until May 15th when it moves into Taurus. And what I say earlier, when we get done with certain retrogrades, we want to look at what happens next for that graduation, for the outcome of all the hard work and resets that we do behind the scenes during a retrograde. When it hits the next sign, we get to really do some clean new beginnings. So take advantage. Mercury moving through Aries tends to make us think more instinctively. This is a mixed blessing. On one hand, you can take in a lot of information and easily sort and sift it based on what your immediate needs are. But on the other hand, it can make you jump the gun without thinking things all the way through because you are reacting instead of responding. Reacting comes from the head and responding comes from the heart. It is best to use this energy to dig into your own ideas and motivations. Why do you want what you want? Why are you thinking the way you do? What is motivating your ideas, thoughts, and concepts? Also, because it is spring, it is time to think about which ideas will best serve your personal needs and professional goals in the coming year. So it is another one of those times where I remind you that this kind of self-centeredness is not based on ego, but is essential to how you make your choices and decisions every day. If you do not look out for your own ideas and/or personal needs, then who will? You can also keep in mind that Libra energy balances out Aries energy. So make sure that your ideas create win-win situations where your needs are met and you are still being of service to others in a meaningful way. Your thinking has been rearranged in this Aries department. And now, as it goes direct, you will start to act on these new ideas and concepts. Just remember to keep tapping into your instincts and intuition before taking action. Clarify and confirm with your spirit team and then go for it. A new you, or at least some new way of expressing, is emerging. Make sure it is a true representation of what you think and what you are creating and wanting to express. So the reset in your thinking has happened in the Aries department, which is usually all about you. So as you evolve, people and situations are going to have to shift and move around and be rearranged too. Okay, it's all divine order. Because this is going out for the week of 21st to the 27th, next week on Wednesday, Thursday are my monthly events. May 1st brings Buffalo Medicine, and that link is active, so you can register for that whenever you're ready. And the next Venus circle is Taurus, the soul star chakra, and we're at the midpoint about to shift to reclamation. And I will do an open house in June where everyone is invited to come learn about the Venus cycle and possibly join us in the Venus circle as we do the next 9 or 10 months of reclamation, which is always juicy. And I would add that I've had a few people sign up for the Venus reading thinking it was a regular astrological reading, and it turned out to be actually divine order of what they absolutely needed right now. So I have taken to promoting this reading throughout the year. Anytime is a good time for the Venus reading because she has an 18-month cycle, and I have a custom guide that will walk you through all that. So I'm going to put that in here too so that it's easy to get to if and when you're ready. Also, since we are just coming to the direct, it would be a good time to review the Mercury retrograde audio. Part one has the early part of the year and this one in Aries, which is really important because so many other big things are happening. And part two covers the later part of the year when it goes backwards in Leo Virgo and the final one is Sag. So if you are wanting to know what Mercury's up to, those replays are here. It's April. Eagle Medicine is really wonderful. We had a great live session. The replay and tools are available for $25. My Astro 101 class is scheduled for July, August, so definitely register for that when you're ready. More custom goodies coming your way. And the Power Circle membership has the free call monthly, which is for the community. Everyone is welcome. But if you want your own tools and goodies, custom reports based on your birthday, then you might want to join there. Or if you're learning about working with the planets directly, Mars, Venus, and Mercury retrograde activations are really important. The Astro Tarot reading is good to check in with your cycles and where you're at now. And at the bottom of all my blogs is the Soul Sisters Circle invite. It's a 19-minute video with a little bit about my story and core values that run through all my circles. So check that out when you get a chance if you haven't already. And join us when and where you can. Reach out when you need to and have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.